Day 3. Are you mixed up? Today's scripture. By him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 13:39. In taking this journey to understand the grace of God, as Dean in yesterday's reading did, it is essential you understand the differences between the old covenant of law and the new covenant of grace. To help you accelerate your understanding of law and grace, I want to share with you one of my favorite scriptures. I have preached this verse around the world, from Hillsong Conference in Sydney, Australia, to Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 1:17. The law was given through a servant. Grace and truth came through the Son. The law talks about what man ought to be. Grace reveals who God is. In the first miracle of Moses, he turned water into blood, resulting in death. In the first miracle of grace, Jesus turned water into wine, resulting in life and celebration. The letter, the law, kills, but the Spirit gives life. See 2 Corinthians 3:6. Under the law, God demands righteousness from sinfully bankrupt man. But under grace, God provides righteousness as a gift. Now, which covenant would you like to be under? The answer is obvious. The truth is, through the cross at Calvary, all who believe in Jesus and acknowledge him as their Lord and Savior are under the new covenant of grace. Yet today, many believers are still living in confusion and get law and grace all mixed up by holding on to some aspects of the law and some aspects of grace in their Christian beliefs and walk. Jesus said, "You cannot put new wine into old wineskins. The new wine will ferment and break the wineskins, and you will lose both." See Matthew 9:17. In the same way, you cannot put the